This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The policy overhaul roulette wheel has landed on immigration today with news that the White House has put a price tag on the deal that President made with Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi over what to do about DACA and the Dreamers. It is a long-ish list that includes ending federal funding for what have come to be called sanctuary cities, the wall, of course, and cutting the number of refugees the United States takes in. Also, and our slice of the story today, moving from a family reunification immigration policy to one that is skills-based. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson explains what that might mean.
It's true that the majority of legal immigrants into the U.S. come because they're related to someone who's already become a U.S. citizen. The White House says chain migration, where one family member sponsors another, who sponsors another, has accounted for about 60% of immigration into the U.S. during the past 35 years. A far smaller percentage comes from workers who get visas because they have some needed skill. Pia Orenius is a senior economist at the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas.
If you want to do an immigration reform that's more focused on the economics of immigration, then you would certainly shift those shares more towards economic and skills-based and away from family-based.
In fact, that idea is not particularly controversial among economists. Doris Meissner is with the Migration Policy Institute.
I think everybody that is involved in these issues and has looked at it over the years believes, certainly I believe, that there needs to be a better balance.
But how you get that better balance matters. David Beer is with the Cato Institute. He says Australia and Canada got there by increasing visas for skilled workers.
Not by eliminating family-based categories. In fact, both of those countries have higher levels as a percentage of their population of family-based immigration.
Under the White House plan, family visas would be limited to spouses and minor children of U.S. citizens. So no parents, no siblings, no adult children. Beer says that would dramatically limit immigration in a tight labor market where employers need both skilled and unskilled workers. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.